Next on WGNS AM/FM, it's the Rutherford Home Show with Dave Gober and Dean Higby. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market and helpful lawn and garden tips. Now to the host of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober of First Community Mortgage and Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope everybody's having a great weekend out there. We've had a week of unseasonably warm weather and rain, and I think all the seasons are confused. The daffodils are blooming, and the cherry trees are starting to bloom, and I don't think we've really had winter time yet, but glad you guys are joining us today. We're going to be talking with one of our great sponsors, John Floyd of Old South Properties. How you doing today, John?
Doing great.
Great. We guess we can talk about the home building market and kind of give us an update on what's going on in your perspective with Rutherford County and surrounding counties.
Well, Dean, the home building business has been challenging for the last since 2007, and for the first time in a long while, the market has improved and it's improving steadily up, even on a nationwide basis. Home building sentiment of the market is now at its highest rate that it's been in 4 years. People are out looking for new homes. The value's there. The rates are low. We have the most homes pending that we've had since 2006. We have 95 homes pending, which means homes that are under contract in Middle Tennessee, and that's the highest number we've had. You have to go all the way back to 2006 before the big bust of 2007. So we're very optimistic. People are out buying. Obviously, the homes are less expensive than they were back in 06 and 07, so you can get a much better value. The rates at 4% is the best they've been in our lifetime. So there's just so many good things happening around here, and especially in Middle Tennessee, with the jobs market is turning and our unemployment rates are starting to fall. So there's a lot of optimistic people in the business, and things are looking up for us a lot. We're actually feel like that this is going to be our second up year in a row. So unbelievable. We've hired three new people in the last 35 days, 40 days. So the only way I can say it is, thank goodness it's beginning. The worm has turned, and it's turned to the good. So I'm a happy camper as far as the home building business goes, considering all the challenges we've had.
Yeah, that's without a doubt. A lot of this I think is attributed to the state we live in, and it does attract jobs as far as our not having a state income tax and just being a really good affordable place to live. Wouldn't you think that's a huge magnet for companies to come here?
Oh, there's no question. We are in a very good place to be doing business. I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather be than Middle Tennessee, and with the auto industry obviously making a huge move up, and Middle Tennessee's connection to the automobile industry, it's just so many good things happening. Just hearing that Saks is putting that distribution center in Laverne, that's another great deal. Amazon. There's just so many good things happening. What's happening in Spring Hill, and of course, obviously, what's happening in Nissan and Smyrna. It's just a great place to be, considering how many challenges we've had the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I know. We do landscape work all over Middle Tennessee, and that's one thing is, I'm seeing everywhere I'm going, I'm seeing framers, and if I'm not seeing framers, I'm seeing tons of roofers from all the storm damage that's came through and all the hail damage, and it's the construction industry. It's great news. It's putting a lot of people back to work. Not saying that storms or things like that are good, but they are inevitable. And there's just in Indian Hills the other day, when we were out on the golf course, there was every hole there was somebody putting a roof or a gutter on somewhere, and a lot of these that's work well needed that came here. But on the new construction side, we're seeing a lot of I guess higher end houses, especially in Williamson County, that we, you know, more so than we did in the past, probably, you know, 10 years ago, that market of 250,000 to 400,000. Are you seeing more of that in your company? I know you guys opened up, got into that market years ago, and have different developments for every price range of, and, you know, homeowner, potential homeowner.
Yeah, Dean, Williamson County obviously is coming out of the recession faster than any of the other counties in Middle Tennessee. I mean, it's just tremendous what's happening down in Spring Hill, Franklin, Brentwood. They are booming. They had, I think, I got my figures right, I believe they had a 23% increase in building permits in 2011, where Rutherford County, I believe, was 7%. And obviously your average home price in Williamson County is considerably higher than Rutherford County. But with that said, Rutherford County's moving up too. I mean, we had an uptick in our building permits in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro. I know that Laverne was still down, but the rest of the county is moving forward, and I'm sure Laverne will get going pretty soon too, especially these new jobs.
Yeah, and that's the key to everything is jobs. Jobs, and the housing market.
I was just talking to a developer in Williamson County on the way up here to the show, and we were just talking about how things was improving so fast. And I just said, well, you know, sales take care of a lot of businesses' problems here in Middle Tennessee, whether it be banks or real estate companies or mortgage companies or home builders or subcontractors. Home sales, you know, create jobs, and activity breeds activity.
Yeah, that's for sure. What, as far as, I mean, you know, there's a lot of neighborhoods out there that I guess that are still bank-owned property that are undeveloped property sitting there ready to go. There's one off 840 there, I think West Lawn or things like that. What, I mean, I know there's not been a lot of development infrastructure being put in here recently. Do you foresee a problem with inventory and things like that?
Well, the reason you don't see any development or very little is because of the all the lots that the banks took back, you know, during the Great Recession for the real estate business. It's still a whole lot cheaper to purchase lots from the banks than it is to develop. I have farmers. Every now and then, about once every quarter or so, somebody will call to the office and ask me about their property. And, you know, I would just give them the straight and skinny on the deal. I just tell them that, you know, you could actually give me your farm, just deed it to me. And right this second, I could not develop your property because the cost of developing is higher than what you can purchase lots from the bank, unfortunately. But that's all about to change because all the A locations of foreclosure lots are now gone. And a lot of the B's are gone, and then all we're going to have left is the C's, which is obviously not a prime location for building or for selling homes. So it's getting ready to change. We actually are developing in two different developments right now at the same time, which it's been a few years since we've done any developing to speak of.
Right. So I mean, I know Puckett Station is a big development for you guys. Y'all are adding. That's one area.
Yes, that's one of them. Evergreen Farms.
That's been the one that has always been going strong for you guys.
We also are getting ready to do a section down in Meadowbrook, which is in Spring Hill.
Right.
Going to be putting in 24 lots in there, which, I mean, we used to put them in at 100 at a time, and I'll develop 600-700 lots a year. And last year, I think we might have developed 20 for the entire year, and this year we may do 40, 45, or 50, a fraction of what we've done in the past.
All right. Well, I mean, with the cost of building products going up, you know, so many things are related to gas costs, petroleum-based products, from shingles to asphalt, PVC pipe, in my business, fertilizer, you know, just fuel in the trucks. I mean, it's hard on everybody. How are, you know, Is it the lots, being able to buy, acquire the lots a little bit less than what they used to be able to make up for that?
Well, that's that increase. That's,
I mean, how can you sell?
Is.
How can you sell now less than you know you have been and still make money?
It's purely two things. One, you're buying the lot. The lot traditionally is 20 to 25% of the total cost of the home, whereas now with these foreclosure lots, in a lot of cases the lot can be as low as 12 to 15% of the home. And two, you know, it's just home builders as a whole. We're still in what we. I'm very fortunate I'm still in business because, unfortunately, a lot of my compadres had to go out of business. You know, builders just aren't making any margin to speak of. But right now, even with this uptick, it's still a game of survival, kind of like the government. We're just kicking the can down the road. We're just trying to stay in business, hoping that, you know, in 2013, 2014, we can go back to profitability. But, you know, there's just not a lot of margin in the business. But I have, you know, I own a lot of lots that I've got to use, and I also have a lot of staff and a lot of subcontractors. So I'm kind of stuck in where I've got to do it, whether I like it or not. And that's okay. I got in this business in the good times, and I've got to deal with the bad times. Just kind of the way it goes.
Yeah. Well, it is, it's been challenging for everybody. And I mean, the only, you know, there are companies that do really well in these times. I know Dollar General stores and, other discount type fast food restaurants do really good right now, and different things. But, you know, at some point, we're going to have to – they're like you said, we're kicking the can down the road. At some point, there's going to be a day of reckoning where, one, we're not going to have lots available and that the choice is available, too. Interest rates cannot stay this low for this long, and then we've got the inevitable, you know, inflation that it's just inevitable. It's going to happen. And once you start thinking about all those things, when is that going to happen? It's just like our Social Security. I mean, we're kicking a can down the road there, too.
In the real estate market, I feel like we probably have 12 to 18 months more of these exceptional bargains, super low interest rates. And then you're going to see a steady 3 to 6% increase per year in homes. I mean, you can't continue. Once we use these lots up, immediately you're going to have a huge jump in cost. So, I mean, and of course, when cost goes up, obviously the prices go up, whether it be a car or a house or anything that you're manufacturing. So, I mean, I think 5 years from now, our value of our homes will be higher than they were before the crash.
Yeah. Well, all that being said, I think we're looking at a break here we're going to take, and then we've got one of our sponsors is going to call in and give us an update from the real estate end. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, or we're going to take the call here, you think? Okay, let's go ahead and take the call. How about that? Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Dean. Is this Dean or John?
This is Dean.
This is John.
Hey, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing great. John's sitting here beside me, and we've been talking about inventory of lots and challenges that all the builders have and going through and all mm-hmm. that. So let's hear something positive and perky. Every time I hear from you, you sound just excited and full of energy.
Oh, yes. We have had a wonderful last 90 days, 120 days. The buying traffic is high. Personally, our team has had more on the closing board in the past 90 days than we've had since 06. So it has been a great little wave of traffic coming in. We hope that continues. The inventory, supply out there, depending on the pockets of price range of home, of course, but is pretty stable. We're going through our inventory pretty well, and so it's a great time to buy a new construction home, great time to list your home and get it sold. The affordability is still historically low, as we all know. I think 2011, I just came back from a national conference, and I love stats, I love numbers, and it was showing us in 2011 nationally that was the lowest affordability at the home that you can get. And for our listeners out there, what I'm saying about affordability is the percent of the family's income required to make a mortgage payment. and that percentage was 13.6% in 2011 versus, if you look all the way back to my first home I purchased in 1981, 82, that was like 36, 40% of my income. So it's hugely, take advantage of it. I mean, our interest rates are low, as we talk about every week. But that is stable and low, and it's a great time to buy a home. So we're real excited.
Is there one area here in Murfreesboro that you think's the hot spot?
there are a lot of hot spots. It depends what you're looking for. It depends on your price range and your school district, your you know, what your needs and goals are. There are different hot spots here and there, so I don't want to steer somebody, our listeners, in one way or the other. It just depends what they're looking for.
That's a great answer. That's a, sounds like
I'll be a politician one
yeah,
day.
There you go. There you go. well, that's good. And what about price range? I mean, I guess all over the board doing well. Is there one area better than the other?
John's probably seen that too. I mean, John is in so many different counties, and he can tell you a little bit better than I can on the Middle Tennessee area. But price ranges, we're getting multi offers. Anything that's like 160, 170 under, if it is presented well and then maintained well, we're getting multi offers on those homes. For some step up homes, or the more than, you know, 250 and 350, pretty stable. That seems to, you know, be moving right along. I wish I had more. I would like to see more traffic in that customer base. And then finally, the luxury home market's finally picking up. I have had unbelievable traffic in the luxury home market that has come out of the woodwork. We haven't seen, you know, since 06. So that's real positive. And I think that's really driven by the interest rates right now.
Yeah, if it's if people, you know, just like Dave and I talked about last week, unless you've been living under a rock, you know, it is the time for interest rates to if you haven't looked at your mortgage or your current mortgage, even if you don't plan on moving or do anything, you need to really pull out your papers and look at it and see where you're at, because there's a tremendous amount of money that can be saved on refinancing or purchasing. And you know, that's what I try
absolutely.
To tell people. A lot of times they say, well, I don't want to sell my house right now. I won't get what I want. But if you're going to be selling a house, chances are you're going to be buying another house. And it's kind of a trade-off. You might not, you know, get the price you wanted on your house now, but you make up for that in your purchase of a new house.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if any listeners want to call me, I have a graph exactly what you're talking about. If your interest rate is 7, 8, even 6%, we had 7 and 6% back in 2005, 2006, and Dave's rate at, you know, 3.8 or 3.5%, absolutely, you would not believe the amount of money you're going to save if you refi or if you sell your home. I'm telling all of my clients right now who are listing their home, because the traffic has picked up and our inventory is pretty stable, get it listed now. It's the best time to sell while you can take advantage of the affordability and the low interest rates. You're going to make it up plus some on the buying side. So if you have a good agent, now is the time. If you're thinking about it, do not think any further. You need to do it now.
All right.
So, you're right.
Well, if you want to get a hold of Ann, you can always Google Ann Hoke, or you can call her. What's your contact information, Ann?
My direct number is 397-4024, or like you said, just annhoke.com either way.
All right. Well, we appreciate your call and your insight, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, Dean, you guys have a great weekend, and John, hold it in the road. You're doing great, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. I need you to sell some houses this weekend. Try to sell
some
houses.
Yeah, I hear you. I knew you were going to give me a hard time. I was expecting that.
We're
working hard. In fact, I got all my feet out there. This, all my buyer's agents are out there running around today, so absolutely.
Well, good luck.
Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. You're tuning in to the Rutherford Home Show. Thank you.
This is Rovin here for All Time Exterminating. We're locally owned by Tim Holder and Randy Bivens, and at All Time, we take care of all of your pest control and termite needs. We also handle moisture-related issues under crawl spaces. The staff here at All Time would like to thank everyone who has used our services and told others about us. Since opening in December of 2006, we have grown from 3 employees to 14 employees because of you. With springtime right around the corner and concerns about termites, wet crawl spaces, and all kinds of creepy crawlies, All Time is offering a 10% discount on all initial services and free inspections and free second opinions. Just call All Time at 615-848-0021 and mention this ad. That's 615-848-0021.
Will you be ready for your retirement? Establishing a good savings habit and finding suitable investments to build your retirement nest egg may make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you're 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. Call Trevor Skipper at Fortress Wealth Management to find out which IRA fits your needs or to update your current IRA saving strategy. You can reach Trevor at 225-8149 to set up a free no-obligation appointment.
Securities and insurance products are not FDIC or NCUA insured, not bank or credit union guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank or credit union deposit. Securities and insurance products offered by LPL Financial and its affiliates, member FINRA SIPC. LPL Financial and Fortress Wealth Management are independent entities.
You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS AM/FM with your host, Dave Gober of First Community Mortgage, and Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Okay, this is Dean Higby sitting here with John Floyd, president of Old South Properties and John Floyd Homes. We're talking kind of about the market, new construction, and kind of the state of development and the home building side. John, what as far as I've seen some different things in the papers about maybe our government shifting some more fees on to developers for maybe, was it like water, sewer?
Yeah, they fees were. I believe they were. They had lowered the fees for a year to see if it would stimulate the market, and I think they're going to have to make the decision whether they're going to keep them at that number or go back to what they were. It just, you know, it obviously it helped a little bit. It's just more cost to the home buyer. I mean, it all ends up on the person that buys the house. Before it said, you know, it's just really it's a tax, but they call it fees. But we don't really have much choice if we're going to operate. We got to operate with the rules that's in our area, and every area has a different set of fees, whether it be impact fees or whether it be user fees or whether they've got a wide variety of adequate facility tax. They've got all different kinds of names for various fees, but anyway, we just put it into the price of the home and go forward. Metro to get a building permit in Nashville is only about $500, the total fees, whereas here in Murfreesboro it can be as high as $6,000 or $7,000, and if you go over to Williamson County, it can be $15,000. So it has a whole lot to do with the end price of the house. It's all going to be put in there when it's all said and done.
Well, do you have anybody ever come to you guys and ask for y'all's input on that, or is this solely just they're handling that in their office and trying to do that? Do they come and, you know, is there a cooperation there or any kind of a what can we do to help you?
Well, that's a tricky question there, Dean. I mean, a lot of people some folks just once they get their home, that's all they care about, and let's tax everybody that comes across the county line. Let's get the new people. I mean, it's unfortunate, but that's the way a lot of people think. In other words, tax anybody but me group. That's what I call them, and they, you know, a lot of times they beat their chest. Now, one thing's for sure, the group that was so loud and boisterous, 5 or 6 years ago, about fees, and then the market just died, and all of a sudden the county didn't get their $5 or $6 million worth of impact taxes, and everything went to crap. We hadn't heard anything from those folks anymore about how terrible all this was, and all that wonderful money that they used to do various things, whether it be fire engines or schools or whatever it may be. So I believe growth pays for itself. For every house that's built, 3 jobs are created. It is a huge tax base. I mean, we build a house, there's sales tax paid on that lumber package, there's sales tax paid on the appliances, lights, I mean, on and on and on and on. So it's tax on top of tax. So and you can tell what's happened to the economy since the housing business went to crap. I mean, the whole economy has.
Yeah. Well, let's jump over to interest rates and get an update from our buddy Dave Gober with First Community Mortgage. Dave, you calling in sick day today. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Dean. I'm not feeling so good. I thought I was going to make it. I thought, well, it's not about me. It's about keeping other people from getting sick, so I better just kind of stay back and keep y'all from getting sick. So
I'll take your paycheck. I get your paycheck, Dave. If I'm gonna take your place, so I don't know what you get paid a week for this, but I'll just send it to my house.
You have to sign the back. He's actually gonna. I don't think he's gonna like that check, is he?
No, I don't think so.
he'll be writing you one. So what do we got? What's updating interest rates in the financing world here?
Well, you know. We've been saying it, and it's a broken record, but rates are still outstanding. They're up and down, but not moving a whole lot to scare anybody. But I'm not trying to tell people they should wait either. If you got the rate, a lot of people are locking in. I see more people locking in up front now because they just want that security and that great rate. You know, we're still in the low threes on 15-year and upper threes on 30-year fix, so still just one of those things that if you haven't taken the chance to figure it out or figure your own situation out, now's the time. The job reports have been looking better. I don't know how much of that is temporary employment, and that kind of concerns me a little bit, but the overall numbers seem to be increasing or looking a little bit better. So as the economy gets better, rates usually push up a little bit. So keep that in mind if you're one of those guys who think that they're going to get lower, which I don't advise you to ride the market, to go ahead and take advantage of that. Because as the economy improves, things will tend to go up, especially rates.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. And right now is the prime time to go, and especially new construction, why the choices are out there, and you just got a plethora of options. You need to act now rather than later.
Yeah, and I've seen a couple of people or an increase of new construction. We have construction lenders at our bank, and I've talked to other colleagues at other banks, and they have also seen an increase in activity with building. So anytime, like John says, that you build a home, you create so much for the economy that that's really going to be our way to recovery as a construction business. So that's been positive. I mean, it's not a real big increase, but any small step forward is appreciated at this time.
All right. Well, hope you get to feeling better, Dave. And if everybody wants to, it doesn't cost you anything to look at your. Look at your mortgage on a refinance or to qualify to buy a home. You can always get a hold of Dave, and he will take care of you and do you right. So,
well, Dave, I hope you get to feeling better.
I just wanted to say a few things about the show. I appreciate all the listeners. We've been going on now, I think, over 3 years, and it's a good show. I just hope it's informative to people, and we have great guests like John and great sponsors. So I just want to say I appreciate everybody. I appreciate you, Dean, and rates are great. Give me a call at 585-2269 if I can help you. And hope y'all have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, everybody stay tuned. We're going to give away some tickets to the Nashville Lawn and Garden Show. I'll mention how to get those on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS AM/FM with your host, Dave Gober of First Community Mortgage, and Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show. We appreciate you guys joining us today. Sitting here with John Floyd, Old South Properties, and John Floyd Homes. We have got a caller on the line. Talk about property assessment. Lance, you there?
Hey, Dean. Hey, John. How y'all doing?
All right. This is Lance Jenkins calling in, kind of touching base out on the political front. How's things going with early voting?
They're going great. They've had about, it's running about 550 to 600 a day, the first 3 days. Of course, today the polls were open from 8 to 12. But usually what happens is, the last 3 or 4 days is when it really picks up, and we have 7 more days of early voting.
7 more days, and I'll refresh my memory on this. Where are the early voting polls?
Okay. They are, of course, the Election Commission, which is open from 7 to 7, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 12 next Saturday. Of course, everything's closed Monday because of President's Day. The Vine Street Operations Center and SportsCom and the Blackman Elementary School in Murfreesboro, and they're open from 10 to 5 next Tuesday through Friday and the following Monday and Tuesday. Of course, next Saturday they're open from 8 to 4 o'clock. And in Smyrna, it's on the base at the Tennessee Rehab Center, and that's the same hours. And in Laverne, it's at the Civic Center on Old Nashville Highway.
All right. And what all's on the ballot? Of course, your office that you're vying for,
right,
property assessor and road superintendent.
Road superintendent, and of course, you got the road superintendent, property assessor's office, and the presidential primary on the Republican side. And on the Democratic side, you have the same thing, but on the Democratic side, all those races are uncontested. So the turnout has been 7-1 Republican. It's been about 87-88% of the people voting in the Republican primary.
Right. Well, and all these, I guess, are based on where you live, what your district is, where you can go early vote. It's not just...
No, anybody can go early vote anywhere, of course. You know, it's you can go anywhere. It doesn't make any difference where you live in the county. you can go anywhere to early vote. Of course, on election day, you have to go to your precinct, which is on your voter registration card.
Right. Well, good deal. I know I haven't gone and done that yet, and I'm going to go Tuesday and do that. And
yeah, I just encourage everybody to get out and vote. I mean, we have, you know, we've all had friends that served in the military. I've been in the military, but we've had friends that, you know, have served recently in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we need to make sure people get out and vote. And that's something that doesn't happen enough in this country. If you go to a lot of these other countries, you know, their voter participation is 70 or 80%. You know, here it's sometimes it's as low as 10%. And to me, I think it's your right to go and your duty to go vote. You have, I just think you need to do that and voice your opinion.
Yeah, you're right. You can't. You don't have the right to complain if you don't have a dog in the hunt, and if you don't go.
That's correct.
You know, when people create felonies and things like that, they're stripped of their rights to do that. And I mean, it's a privilege to be able to have that right. We take it for granted. That's
right.
That's for sure. But let's see. So tell everybody you're going property assessor, Republican Party.
Exactly.
You've been.
I appreciate everybody to get out and vote. Vote for me. I appreciate you voting, and just go vote. That's kind of what I'm saying. I've been telling everybody, just go vote. Whether you vote for me or not, you need to go vote, and take that privilege we've got to go and go to the polls and cast your ballot.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you and wish you all the luck.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me come on your radio show today. And y'all have a great day.
All right, buddy.
Good luck, Lance. Good luck.
All right, that's Lance Jenkins. He's well experienced, in my opinion, for property assessor. He worked in that office for 17 years in the past, and worked in the private sector as well. We're not endorsing anybody here. We don't want to play politics, but we do want to advocate for everybody to get out and vote. You know, like I said, it's just such a precious right that we have. And so many people say, well, I'm just too busy to do it or whatnot. But you can't complain if you don't vote. But we have got some giveaways here. I've got some tickets to the Nashville Lawn and Garden Show. It's going to be held March 1st through the 4th at Tennessee State Fairgrounds. And yeah, if you want to go to the Tennessee State Fairgrounds, you might want to go this year, because every year we're hearing more and more that that place might not be around much longer if Mayor Carl Dean has his way about it. But it's I got free tickets March 1st through the 4th, the Nashville Lawn and Garden Show. If you want to call in here at WGNS, we're going to give them away to the fifth caller. We'll give away four tickets, and then once we give those away, we'll give some more away at the end of the show also. So go ahead and call 893-1450, and if you have any questions also for Mr. John Floyd, give us a call, or me for lawn and garden tips. We're hearing probably about 12:15, Josh is going to call in from the nursery, so you have a good professional there for any insight you want on your garden show type thing. So, John, we'll flip back here to the development end. The phone lines are just going crazy here, we'll get the winner on the phone here in a second. You guys, as far as model homes, communities, you guys are open 7 days a week, correct?
Yes, we are. We're open 10 to 5 Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 on Saturday, and 12 to 6 on Sunday. I believe that's correct. I may be off just a little bit, but I believe that's correct. And we're in Sumner, Montgomery, Williamson, Davison, Murray, and of course, obviously, our hometown is Rutherford County, and our office is here in Murfreesboro off the square on the third floor of the SunTrust building.
Yep, and you've got some good cookies out there at those model homes.
On weekends, the cookies are always cooking.
Okay, we're going to go to our winner who's on the phone, to the caller. How you doing today? Welcome to the Rutherford Home Show.
I'm doing great. How you gentlemen doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Doing great. How many tickets do you need for you and your family to go to the Nashville Lawn and Garden Show?
Four would be great.
Four would be great. I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to put you up here for them. What's your name, please?
It's Howard Jones.
All right, Howard. You get to listen to the show much?
I try to listen every Saturday.
Well, we sure do appreciate it. It's hard to listen to radio every single week, but I've got my favorite shows I like to tune into, and we always like to remind everybody, too, we have a podcast on WGNS website. If you ever miss one, want to hear it, and do that type
good
of thing.
Information.
All right, Howard. Well, are you a homeowner?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Well, we appreciate your support and listening to the show. I've got you four tickets here, and you're welcome to pick those up. I don't know. Are y'all guys going to be open Monday up here? Yeah, they'll be open Monday. If you could come up here between, say, 9 and 4 Monday, we'll have them up here with your name on them.
That sounds good, sir.
All right, we appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Y'all have a nice day.
Okay. Take care. Thank you.
All right, well, there's four tickets to the Nashville Lawn and Garden Show for Howard. We're going to be giving away some more here in just a little bit, so everybody stay tuned for that. As far as your communities, John, here locally with the amenities, I know that's a big thing people look for now, like swimming pools and playgrounds and things like that. I know Evergreen Farms has got a couple playgrounds throughout that development.
Yeah, there's four playgrounds out there. Puckett Station has a playground, community pool, and a clubhouse. Scottish Glen has a community pool and restrooms there on the site. Puckett's has a baby pool in their deal, and out in Weston Park there's a huge pool. So a lot of our communities have pools. Of course, a lot of it is price range oriented as to whether they do or they don't. And of course, with the amenities come homeowner association dues, which is really insurance is what it amounts to. It keeps the neighborhood looking good, and it also puts the responsibility of maintaining the various homes and yards on the homeowners association representative rather than pit neighbor against neighbor when problems arrive. This became popular 15 years ago, and it's been a good thing for the city and all the communities throughout Middle Tennessee. Almost I'd say anything that's been built in the last 15 years, 90% of them are managed by a homeowners association, which is a third party. It's not internal. They have advisory boards, but it's traditionally it's a professional company that does that, provides that service. And of course, you know about as much about that as I do. You work with them every day in your landscaping business.
Yes, we do. And it is like you said. I mean, I've experienced a lot of things with homeowner associations. It's a good thing. You don't have if you want to live in a neighborhood that where you kind of pick your lifestyle, so to speak, where if you don't want your neighbor having RVs and four-wheelers and all that type of stuff in a neighborhood that doesn't really warrant that type of thing, like out in the county or whatever, so you get to that does put restrictions on it sometimes. It's like anything in life.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. If you want to have some pigs and some cows, you don't need to live in the city, and you sure don't need to be in a neighborhood, because that's just not going to work for your neighbors.
Yeah. Although Davidson County just passed where they can have chickens, I think, in there.
Well, move to Davidson County,
dude. And there you are.
You probably got some chickens in your yard.
I got
a pig one time.
I do have a pig. But all right. Well, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk to Josh Smith. He's our general manager at South Branch Nursery. When we get back from this break, stay tuned to the Rutherford Home Show, and we still got some more tickets to give away.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoken Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke and Associates.
What are actual clients of Dave Gober at First Community Mortgage saying about their recent experience?
My name is Todd Sparks. I just want to tell you a little bit about Dave Gober, First Community Mortgage. Dave helped me through this mortgage for several months. We bought a short sale home, which is a difficult process, a long process, but Dave helped us through, stayed right on top of it through every phase of the short sale process. At one time, the bank told us there was no way we could get our closing done at the date we wanted to, and here we are on that date getting that done. So just want to let you know, if you're considering buying a new home or an existing home, new construction, or refinancing your home, I would highly recommend Dave to handle your mortgage lending needs. Give him a call. Let him take care of things for you. He treats you not just as a client, but treats you like a friend, and you'll be most satisfied. Give Dave Gober a call.
When you're ready to buy your dream home, Dave Gober at First Community Mortgage can help make that dream come true. 585-2269. Don't waste your time with others who tell you we can't help you. Make Dave Gober at First Community Mortgage your first call. 585-2269. That's 585-2269.
You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS AM/FM with your host, Dave Gober of First Community Mortgage, and Dean Higbee with South Branch Nursery.
All right, we're back with the Rutherford Home Show. Thanks for joining us today. We've got on the line Josh Smith. He's our manager of our three locations, Murfreesboro, Brentwood, and Franklin. How's it going, Josh?
Doing good. How's it going today, Dean?
Oh, man, we're loving life, loving life. We got a whole stack of lawn and garden tickets they sent up here to the radio show for us to give out, and we're excited about that. So
that's always a great event. It brings in a lot of people, and we'll have a booth down there, so we'll see everybody down there that gets a ticket.
Yeah, that'll be great. We'll do some of these on our Facebook giveaway too this week. This show is March 1st through the 4th at the Nashville Fairgrounds, and it's always, like you said, it's good. Some people really go way out, and I mean, they put some booths together. It's probably $20,000-$30,000 of investment, don't they?
Yeah, there's some really beautiful displays up there, and some things to really give you some good ideas for your own home too, if you're planning for that.
What out on the garden front? What's the big news? I guess moles, huh?
Yeah, moles are. I guess it's that time of the year for them to be really active, and so we've had more complaints about moles probably than anything at this time of the year. There's several different ways you can approach the mole problem in your lawn. Have you already discussed any of that, Dean? Or
no, I haven't. I haven't.
Well, I watched that movie Caddyshack, and didn't they take the hose and then they ended up then they just blew the place up to get rid of them? Is that how you do it? You just take dynamite and blow them up?
That's one way you can handle them. That's probably the fastest and most effective way.
It's good for the home building business. We'll come in and rebuild your home after the fact.
It's good for the landscape business because we'll have to redo your yard after that.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be good for your insurance.
There's traps, you know, the conventional trap. And now a lot of people are starting to figure out that you have to go after that food source to get rid of the moles, which are mainly grubs. So we've got some products that you can use to get rid of the grubs, and that's going to be a more long-term solution to your mole problem. But they sure can do some damage in a short amount of time.
Yeah, do you attribute, I guess, this warm weather with, I mean, we usually see this in April and May. I guess with the warm weather, it's got the grubs and earthworms and things active. Is that your take on things? Are you there?
We lose him.
Well,
I guess we did.
I think we did lose
it. Well, let me tell you how to get rid of the molds. I guess they don't want to hear how I want them to get rid of the molds. We're slowing down on the remodeling business now. We're concentrating on new construction.
I hear you. Well, actually, there are several approaches to get rid of molds. They are very active. If you see tunnels
running down through your lawn and your area, that's usually a mole. We've got a bait called Talfid. It's like a grub. It's a worm. When you put those in, there's some keys to it as far as using gloves where your scent's not on it. They actually think that is food and ingest that. But the hardest thing about moles is you almost have to use three or four approaches. Like you said, the Caddyshack way is actually the best way, and that would be if you had enough time on your hands to sit there and you can watch that tunnel. You can see them burrowing through the tunnel. It's kind of a nasty way to do it, but you can take like a frog gig type thing, and you can poke them that way, and that's what a trap does. I mean, it's kind of inhumane in some ways, but that's the same thing you do with a mouse or something. You put a trap and do it. But the best way to do that in conjunction, I mean, there's people who've stuck hose pipes in their exhaust of their vehicle and they stick it in that tunnel and try to kill them with carbon monoxide. But the best way is putting out, doing a three approaches. You know, use a trap, do the gummy worms, and then put out milky spore. But if you call at the garden center down at South Branch, 893-4030, we've got all those products there. I don't know, Josh's connection lost off there, and don't know what happened, but we'll pick up with him in a little bit. But if you've got any questions on the mole problem, give us a call. We'll try to help you out. We're going to give away, we've got some more tickets here for the Nashville Lawn and Garden Show. We're going to give those out to the fifth caller, 893-1450, to the fifth caller. That show is March 1st through the 4th at the State Fairgrounds. These tickets are about a $15 value per ticket. So call in 893-1450 and we'll get you some tickets on that. John, we got about 6-7 minutes left here. As far as people that are calling and are qualifying for a new home, I mean, you guys are I see signs that $500 moves you in. There's a lot of programs out there, I know.
There sure is. Obviously, they're not near the programs that they once was, but it doesn't matter how many programs you have. You just need two or three that actually work. THDA, which is Tennessee Housing Development Agency, has a zero-down product called a Great Start Program where you can get in for zero. If you're out in the rural area, they have a program. Government agency has a program for that, or if you go just traditional FHA, you need 3.5% is the total cash you need under just a regular FHA loan. And of course, if you're VA eligible, that's 100% financing too. So there is several zero down programs, but if you go just your traditional financing of FHA, it's 3.5% down, and the seller can pay your closing costs. So when you're thinking about a big investment like a home, you really probably do need to have 3.5%. I mean, it's not that much to ask, and the rates are extremely low. There's all this about how tough it is on credit right now, and part of that's mythical. It really isn't. Credit score of 640 will get you in, but in a lot of cases, a 620 will get you in, and that is a good credit score, but you've probably got some nicks on there if you're at 620. Don't believe the myth that you have to have perfect credit to buy a home right now. That's not the case, because if it was the case, we probably wouldn't sell very many homes, and we are selling quite a few homes right now, thank goodness.
What about first-time home buyers? Is that up compared to the past, or is that down?
It's probably is down a little bit on the new construction, because for whatever reason, a lot of people think that the foreclosures are a better buy, so we lose some deals to foreclosures. But if the folks, in most cases, if a look at the big picture, the warranty, the fact that everything's new, the fact that they're not going to have any problems, the new home, in my opinion, is better. Obviously, I'm a little biased since I'm in the new home building business.
And we're, of course, we're selling a lot of move up and luxury homes right now. We traditionally didn't build luxury homes, but unfortunately, so many of my peers went out of business. So we're doing a lot of different things that we used to not do, just because there's the need to do it, because we need the business and the fact that the business is there to be had. So we're kind of, we have two homes under construction right now that are for sale homes, what we would call a spec home, over 400,000. And 4 years ago, we would have never dreamed of doing anything over 250. So yeah, we've spread our wings, sort of.
So yeah, and I know, I mean, up in Spring Hill, Arbors at Autumn Ridge, it's a new development you guys just started in, and I was up there personally. Look, you know, we did the model home up there, and man, what a great looking product. I mean, I see you guys are building so many more different plans that you haven't done in the past, or you've changed the architectural elements to those plans. They have a rustic look and some stone and kind of like red cedar and things.
Yeah, we used to have about 10 or 12 basic plans, and now we have over 100 plans.
Wow.
So things have changed.
All right, we got a winner on the phone on the Nashville Lawn and Garden Show tickets. How you doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
What's your name, please?
Dale Nichols.
Hey, Dale. You get
How
to listen.
How you doing, Dean?
I'm doing good, doing good. You get to listen to the show much?
Well, actually, I'm riding around in the truck today. It's the first time I've got to listen to the show. I'm really enjoying it.
All right, well, we got you hooked in there. Now we're gonna bribe you with some tickets to tune in more often.
Good.
Usually when Dave's here, he's throwing out Outback ticket giveaway. So, how many tickets will you need, Dale?
Can I get four?
I can get you four, man. I can get you four. We can hook you up.
How you doing, Dale?
I appreciate it. I'm doing great. How are you doing, John?
I haven't seen you in a long time. I hope things are going good for you.
It has been.
Yes, it has.
Are you?
I'm glad everything's going good for you, John.
I appreciate
that. It's good news to all of us in the business.
Well, I'm glad to be here, I promise you.
Are you?
We all are.
Are you in the business, Dale? Real estate?
I'm with Ballparks Realty in the land auction division, and I do a little developing myself. So
You knew that name.
I knew your name. Now
he's still in business. That's good.
Yeah. Yep. How's the auction business going? It's probably a record high, isn't it?
It's been good. It's been good. It's changed considerably from what it used to be, but we're getting. It seems like it's starting to get a little bit back to normal. I feel like, especially in this area, we sort of bottomed out maybe a little bit and got better times coming.
Yeah, I'm seeing every time I open the paper up, I see a barrage of homes from older homes all the way to big tracts of land to some newer homes too. It's a route to go, I guess. If you want a quick turn on your money, on your sale. Well, Dale, we appreciate you listening, and we're here 11:30 to 12:30 on Saturday, so tune in. And you can pick these tickets up here at the WGNS Monday between 9 and 4, or any day next week. They'll have them up here for you. So
very good. Thanks,
right.
John. Thanks, Dean.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Well, we're gonna round up the show today. We've had a good show. John, I appreciate your time coming in and your sponsorship to this show. We'd also like to thank Trevor Skipper, Fortress Wealth Management, Tim Holder, All Time Exterminating, Ann Hoke with Keller Williams, and Dave Gober, First Community Bank, and the good folks out of South Branch Nursery. Stop in and see us out there. We're open Monday through Friday this time of year till 5 o'clock, and then our 7-day-a-week schedule will be coming here in March. So everybody have a great weekend, and be safe. In closing words, John?
Yeah, I think you should start giving out golf lessons, because we've played 3 times this year, and you've won all 3 times. So maybe you should just give up landscaping and become a golf pro.
Well, that sounds good. Maybe if... I'm going to consider that. I am. So everybody have a great weekend.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Rutherford Home Show.
You've been listening to the Rutherford Home Show with your host, Dave Gober of First Community Mortgage, and Dean Higbee of South Branch Nursery. a focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling to improving your home's value. Join us next Saturday morning at 11:30 for the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com.